jiving and you took me in. All you gotta offer me's a drink of gin. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. Get me some money too. Get me some money too. Get me some money too.
Dame Kira de Kanawa and Why Don't You Do Right with André Previn, Mondel Lowe and Ray Brown. And now here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for Julian Joseph and Jazz Lineup.
Hello, the unmistakable funky sound of pianist Ramsey Lewis with his personal and irresistible take on the well-known spiritual Wade in the Water. And I have a very special set by Ramsey and his quintet recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival coming up. Plus a collection of great releases that include vocalists Laura Perrodin and Bridget Beraha, and tenor men Dave Liebman, Joe Lovano and Charles Lloyd. But first up, let's rewind with the Ramsey Lewis gospel classic from 1966, Wade in the Water. Ramsey Lewis and Wade in the Water with bassist Cleveland Eaton and the future founder and lead singer of Earth, Wind & Fire, Maurice White, on drums. Well, from the crossover appeal of one pianist to a contemporary parallel, perhaps, is the trio of pianist Elu, who appeared a number of years ago on the US X Factor, playing rock songs on piano while standing and bringing a certain showbiz flair to his stance, which can be extremely physically challenging for those pianists out there among you. Jazz aficionados will recognize him as the very talented pianist with vocalist Cassandra Wilson and trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, known as Eric Lewis. Well, Elu can't escape his formidable jazz pedigree, and he teams up with contemporary giants Reginald Veal on bass and Jeff Tane Watts on the drums for a lovely trio record. And here is their worthy homage to a drum icon. This is Tones for Elvin Jones.
Thank you.
pianist Ilu and his highly swinging trio playing tones for Elvin Jones from the album And to the Republic, out now on the Sunnyside label. Well, jazz news, and in particular for fans of the piano. Herbie Hancock releases his highly anticipated masterclass online, part of a series with Garry Kasparov teaching chess, Hans Zimmer on film scoring, and Gordon Ramsay on cooking, amongst others. And Herbie features at this year's London Jazz Festival on November the 13th and 14th at the Barbican. And remember, fellow Chicago piano master Ramsey Lewis features in our concert set coming up later on the show. Next up, it's the French vocalist and harpist capturing the imagination of audiences and critics alike, and in my view, for good reason. On Paris Radio, her music was described as if Björk had chanced upon Herbie Hancock in a Dublin pub before a John McLaughlin concert. Well, she's Laura Perrodin, and this is The Ceiling's Maze.
I was searching in the ceiling's maze, the many oft-is dawning place, the what's shining in the morning's haze. Something back in back from ancient days, when love decided on its own ways, and then I went into a daze. And now it's just a boat. Of your breath and for swimming in your head's flood and for letting my hands roaming and then putting it on your blood and for peeling your white carving and for drinking the stream of your voice and drilling in your fragrances while wide opening every pore. Thirsty for everything that rejoices in the structure of our bodies, in our fears, in the music score. I was searching in the ceiling's maze, the many oft-is dawning place that was shining in the morning's haze. Something that came back from ancient days, when love decided on its own ways, and then I went into a daze. And now it's just a boat leaving the quay, set afloat for attempting some enchantment on the sound for your skin and to hold.
The stunning music of vocalist Laura Paradin and The Ceiling's Maze from her album Poison and Anecdotes, and that's out on the Volatine label on November 3rd. And Laura is in the UK to play the London Jazz Festival on November 19th at the Barbican. Well, from dexterous harp and vocals to the intricate music of Norwegian saxophonist and composer Marius Neset, who features two-thirds of British-based trio Phronesis on his most recent recording, Ivo Neem on piano and Anton Eiger on the drums. The excellent UK vibraphone player Jim Hart features with Benin guitarist Lionel Luecki. Neset's ensemble radiates upbeat and positive energy through his accomplished writing, and this is Life Goes On. exciting sound of Marius Nicette and Life Goes On from his album Circle of Chimes, out on the ACT label on September 29th. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM and on digital radio, bringing you great jazz. Coming up soon, it's our concert performance from pianist Ramsey Lewis. The Chicago piano star rose to prominence in the 50s in his trio with L.D. Young on bass and Red Holt on drums. In the mid-60s, his groove approach on gospel and popular tunes straddled both the jazz and R&B pop worlds. The result was his own funky jazz sound, which brought him great attention and popularity. As the 70s beckoned, Lewis emerged as an early pioneer of the jazz funk genre, with amongst others Herbie Hancock, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Joe Sample of the Crusaders. Regular collaborations with vocalist Nancy Wilson and pianist Billy Taylor add to his vast and still growing recorded catalogue of over 80 albums. Well, it gave me great pleasure to feature Ramsey Lewis on Radio 3's Jazz Legends in 2005, and we're going to hear about his connection to gospel music, but this is his take on Chicago when he was growing up.
Chicago, while it wasn't the most integrated city in the 50s, at least most of the learning institutions were. So the Conservatory, Chicago Musical College, that I chose to go to 11 years old, open arms, so it was no problem at all. There were 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe more clubs in Chicago that either brought in big names from New York and around the world or nurtured local talent. And that was to an advantage because local guys coming up could go down to the corner bar and with their group and play for drinks or nickels or dimes. But it gave you an opportunity to express yourself and learn by experience. I mean, there's nothing better than to think this song is so hot and you go play it in front of some people and they start talking. You know, so the next day you go back to and you work on that tune some more, and the next time you come and play it a different way maybe. But and then learning how to get people's attention with your music and learning how to communicate from on stage. Great that jazz has become an art form, and you hear it in Royal Albert and Carnegie Hall and these highfalutin places. We picked up a lot of fans. Jazz picked up a lot of fans back in the day because average people who are not necessarily jazz lovers would come to hear the music and dance to it. Then afterwards, they go buy the record, you know, so that it really happened. But I think my music is a reflection, especially connected to the gospel period of my life, when the whole idea of playing music in church was to move somebody. Somebody feel, or to help someone feel the spirit, as it were, the spirit through your music. And I'm 9 years old, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, and I'm playing in our church, and my dad is the church choir director, and he also sang. So you had to emote. I mean, if at the end of a gospel piece, if people are just kind of looking at their fingernails, then you lose your job. I mean, there has to be some involvement on whatever level of the audience in the church. So I brought that to my performance. Now, my intentions are not to go out and intellectualize and say, now, what can I play to make these people do whatever? It's just in me that if it's an uptune, if it's a Duke Ellington song, or if it's an R&B song, if it's a beautiful ballad, whatever it is, I just play it to communicate.
Ramsey Lewis speaking about his profound connection to gospel music. Well, we go to the music now, recorded at the Jazz Club at the 2017 Montreux Jazz Festival. Ramsey Lewis is very firmly in the acoustic piano chair and is joined by Henry Johnson on guitar, Charles Rick Heath on drums, Joshua Ramos on bass, and Tim Gant on keyboards. And here is the Ramsey Lewis Quintet with the opening number of this concert set, Since I Fell for You, starting with a piano feature for Ramsey.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
the Ramsey Lewis Quintet and the classic Sun Goddess for the jazz fusion aficionados out there. And that brings back fond memories of growing up with this great music. That was recorded at the 2017 Montreux Jazz Festival. Well, from a soul jazz icon to electric bass and jazz pioneer Jaco Pastorius. And Zev Feldman and the team at the Resonance label have made available a concert featuring Jaco's Word of Mouth Big Band. Originally broadcast on America's National Public Radio, as part of their Jazz Alive series, Jaco's band played the Cool Jazz Festival in New York in 1982, and it's the first time the full concert has been made available. It's been remixed and packaged with care, with a substantial accompanying booklet which I've read from cover to cover. There's lots of information and interviews from those closest to Jaco, including drummer Peter Erskine and son John Pastorius, recalling moments around the concert when he was just 8 years old. From the album Truth, Liberty and Soul, this is Three Views of a Secret.
Mr. Toot Stillman.
The magnificent Jaco Pastorius showing his appreciation for Belgian harmonica maestro Toot Stillman's, and that was Jaco's Three Views of a Secret. Well, from an innovative electric bass superstar to UK-based American trumpeter André Canier, who on his most recent recording celebrates the poetry of Bohemian-Austrian Rainer Maria Rilke and American author Charles Bukowski. The featured voice illuminating these words is one of the most creative vocalists on the UK scene, Bridget Beraha, and this is Bluebird. The voice of Bridget Bereha featured on trumpeter Andre Canier's album The Darkening Blue. And that was Bluebird, and that's out on the Whirlwind Recordings label. From the illumination of literature to the musical literature of collaborative group Malija, featuring the talents of saxman Mark Lockhart, pianist Liam Noble, and Phrenesis frontman and bassist Jasper Hoiby. This is TV Shoes. Thank you. Well, they took it out there, didn't they? That was TV Shoes from the drummerless trio Malija, and their album Instinct combines the compositional talents of each trio member for music of great variety, which for this listener was an utterly satisfying listen. And Instinct is out now on the Edition label. Next up is tenor sax great Charles Lloyd, and it's another live album on the Blue Note label featuring an excellent band. And even though Lloyd's group have been together a number of years, they're called the New Quartet, with Jason Moran on piano, Reuben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on the drums. They certainly sound fresh and are having a great time on the title track, Passing Through. Thank you. The exuberant sound of Charles Lloyd and his new quartet with the title track of their album, Passing Through. Well, on next week's jazz lineup, Kevin Legendre presents highlights of concert performances from bassist Miles Mosley and jazz trio Triptych, led by pianist Paul Edis, both recorded at the Gateshead Jazz Festival. Jazz Now on Monday night at 11 with Soweto Kinch will feature a set from the Firebirds at this year's Sounds of Denmark Festival. Our final selection brings together two modern-day saxophone heavyweights, Joe Lovano and Dave Liebman. The album is called Compassion, the music of John Coltrane, and marks the 50th anniversary of the saxophone legend's death in 1967. This is Locomotion. From me, Julian Joseph. Until next time, bye-bye. We'll be right back.
That was Locomotion by David Liebman and Joe Lovano, ending tonight's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Julian Joseph and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. Well, Julian mentioned Jazz Now on Monday night, but of course you can also tune in to Geoffrey Smith's Jazz Tonight. He'll be celebrating the Miles Davis Quintet, which featured saxophonist Wayne Shorter as well as Herbie Hancock among the rhythm section. Between them, they revolutionised jazz in the mid-1960s, and Geoffrey will be playing some of the highlights by this classic band beginning tonight at midnight.
I do not think that ordinary human beings can be happy without competition.
A look back on the earliest Reith lectures, beginning with those by Bertrand Russell, presented by Sarah Montague.
He's, of course, talking about the invention of the atom bomb. Did it pervade all public thinking? Is that what he was addressing?
In a conversation with Professor Michael Sandel.
I think he was also expressing a kind of reflective trauma about the savagery, as he described it, in us.
Reith Revisited. This Monday to Friday at 1:45, and then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
We're celebrating two anniversaries later tonight. Tom Service presents a concert to mark 30 years of the Birmingham Contemporary Music Group, and there's also an archive feature on the 40th birthday of the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. That's in Here and Now tonight at 10 o'clock. Now, though, it's 6:30 and time for Opera on Three, which was recorded at Glyndebourne in June. The presenter was Christopher Cook.
Welcome to Sussex and to a tale of 50 brides for 50 brothers. Here in the gardens at Glyndebourne, one of the happy couples is stepping out in their wedding finery. The groom in immaculate black and the bride swathed in white satin right up to her face. Both of them, like us, waiting for the curtain to rise on a new production of Francesco Cavalli's opera Ipomestra, prepared and conducted by William Christie. Theirs is a grand wedding, as it might be today in Libya, Syria or Iraq. Cavalli's Ipomestra has been fast-forwarded from the Baroque 17th century to the troubled Middle East of today, and the producer is Graham Vick.
We've done it in a generic modern contemporary Middle East. And obviously the Middle East is much closer to us now than it was in the 17th century. And we understand it, we feel it, but we've also discovered that we only have to scrape our own civilization slightly to find that we're exactly the same. And let nobody dare think themselves better or more civilized or more developed or more liberal.
Graham Vick, who has produced this new production of Cavalli's opera Ipomestra. Perhaps we will know better by the end of this evening here in an auditorium where everything seems somehow turned upside down. So apart from the Middle Eastern setting, the small orchestra, all of the members of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, led by William Christie at the harpsichord, are sitting only just a step or so below the stage. And they're dressed in Oriental costumes. You can see what I mean in the production photos that you'll find on the Radio 3 website, along with a full cast list and a summary of the plot. Well, I'm joined tonight here in the box by the opera historian Sarah Lenton. Sarah, there is, of course, a great tradition of staging Cavalli's operas here at Glyndebourne, begun by the scholar-musician Raymond Leppard.
Yeah, and I remember them, actually, as a kid coming here. I suspect it's all going to be rather different tonight, but Leppard gave us Cavalli, and he gave us an opulence, which I think is very much part of the 17th century way of doing things. Perhaps the sounds will be a little bit different, but I remember with great affection the wonderful flamboyant costumes on the stage back in the 60s.
And they were written for Venice, but tonight's opera wasn't written for that kind of city that was opera mad by the middle of the 17th century. It was actually written as a commission for the Medici.